Hi. I want to go to the English language learning course. Do you know where it is? Oh, great. And your instructor too? Yes, I'm new. Just arrived a few weeks ago. Sorry, my English not perfect. Yes, Europe. I can speak little bit English, but hard to understand everything and say. I want to improve English so I can talk better with people in US. Can you help me? That sound good. Is it big class? Oh, okay. When class starts? Oh, really? Wow. No, that's good. I'm just really nervous. Yes, we can go. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I just wanted to. Can we talk? I just wanted to say that you were good. Very good. I'm slow learner, so it's not easy for me. But you explain things so well. Yeah, and I wanted to ask if it's okay. Can you teach me more? No, but I mean outside of class. After hours? Tomorrow? That's good. Yes. Okay. Perfect. In the coffee shop? Great. The one nearby? Okay. Good. I'll come. Sure. I'm not keeping you any longer. Thank you. Wow, this place is really nice. We don't have cafes like this in my country. I mean, we do, but they're not, how do you say it? They are in bad conditions and bad surrounding. Oh, environment. Yes, environment. That's what I meant. People are nicer here. Yes, I think so. You are very nice to me. No, I love my country. It's not that. I'm just from small town. People live different. Differently. Yes, I know. I'm learning, I told you. I listened good. But I still struggle with some words and grammar. For example, I have trouble with the word affect and effect. Sometimes I hear people say affect. Sometimes I hear them say effect. But I do not understand what is the difference. I think I get it now. So affect is when it's to change something. And effect is the result of something. I understand. I never knew that. I used to think that the first letter don't matter so much. It will be hard to remember for me. Same was with your. I mean, I used to confuse it when writing something in English. I would write your all the time, but now I know. It was when I first started learning. Oh, it was pain. It was very hard for me. English words are nothing like my real language. I mean, my first language, the one I was birthed with, born with. I know. I'm cute? No. You are handsome. Very handsome man. No, it's true, and I have a secret to tell you. I wanted to learn more too, but the true reason I asked you to come here to the cafe, I asked because. Never mind. Forget it. Let's keep learning. No, it's nothing. I just. For a second, I thought we could make this into something more, but it's wrong. I don't know. We just met yesterday, and I'm usually shy, but you. I feel good with you. I thought this could be our date, but you're my teacher. It's bad. You probably think bad about me now. Really? But are you sure? You think I'm beautiful? No, I'm sorry. Everything is okay. I'm just. I never heard that from anyone like you. A man like you. I mean, you are exactly my type, and you look so good. Your voice and your knowledge. Yes, I know, but I know a smart man when I see one. You are very different than the boys in my town. And I'm sorry, I'm really bad at this. I'm very nervous. What? Come to your house? Right now? No, I'm not that kind of girl. No, I know. But wine? Yes, I like, but we can go to a restaurant for that. But I don't know. We don't know each other good. No, I trust you, but maybe let's wait until we know each other better. Right now, today, I'm just not ready. I'll pay for us. It's getting late. No, I'm sorry. I have to go. But tomorrow, we can meet again? Okay, great. I'll come. Wow, your house is big. Of course, I like it. It's amazing. My home is tiny compared to this. Here? Okay. You have a pretty good taste. I wouldn't change a thing here. Yes, please, I do love wine. And I'm sorry that. I didn't want to come over earlier. But now, since we have seen each other for a week, I know a little more about you and I feel more comfortable. I just never been with an American before. And it's my first time in America as well. I hope you understand. Thank you. Cheers. It's pretty good. You kept it for special occasion? I have to be careful not to drink too much so fast. Because then I might relax too much and... Nothing. No, really, nothing. I was just thinking. I have to be honest. You taught me so much already during the course and our dates. But there's still so much more I want to learn about. And I'm not talking about English here. Like I said, I've never been with an American before, and I'm kind of curious. Also, super nervous. I've only had one boyfriend before, and we never did much. I thought maybe you could teach me, you know, the American way. You know what I'm talking about, Professor. I've never been this comfortable with any man before. I'm still nervous, but not quite as nervous as during our first date anymore. I think I'm ready to... Maybe we can... I wanted to do this on every date. You know how to kiss really good. Is there something you don't know? Wow. Having my neck kissed is one of my favorite things. Yes, keep going. Wait, wait. Let me do it to you. Do you like that? Wait, not so fast. Can I see your chest? You're so hot, Professor. Can I get a feel of your arms and... Ooh. Wow. How come such a manly man like you is living alone? No girlfriend? No wife? I just don't get it. I bet all the students are after you, all the time. How come I'm just the lucky one? Me? Special? No. You are special, Professor. You are very, very special. You want me to take off my shirt too? Okay, that's fair. Do you like my bra? I picked it just for you. Yes, I wore something else for you too, but I don't know if I'm ready to show you yet. I think we need to kiss a little more first. Is your bedroom big too? Like everything here? Bedroom especially. I wonder if... Nothing. I'll ask you later. Do these stairs lead to your bedroom? I don't know. Do you want to go? I mean, we already started. We might as well continue and then finish. Yeah? Okay, but first, just so there's no more holding back. Oh, yes, Professor. Do my neck. Kiss my neck like that. Right there. Oh, Professor. You're wasting no time. Already taking my bra off. Wait. Do you remember? When I said there's something else I wore for you, where do you think it is, Professor? Do you like him? I had to make my panties match my bra. Everything has been huge in this house, Professor. Do you have any other big things to show? Oh my God, I knew it. I don't think it will fit, Professor. Unless you try really hard. Please, don't tease me. I'm ready. Give it to me, Professor. Put it in me. Oh my fuck! Yes! Professor, deeper, please. deeper. Oh my God, yes. Kiss my neck. Take me, Professor. I want you to own me, Professor. Please. My pussy is yours. Use it. Use it. Turn around, doggy. Okay, yes, please. Oh, yes, fuck. Grab me by the shoulders like that. Yes, do it, Professor. Do it to me. Harder. Please, I'm such a slut for this cock. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Slow, slow, slow. I'm gonna come. Like that. Oh, yes. Oh, God. Yes, please. Don't stop. I'm gonna fucking. So hard before. Professor, is there something you don't know how to do? Ah, wait. Let me get it together. You want to come inside me, Professor? I know it's risky, but I can't resist. I want to feel your cum inside of me. Please. I've never let anyone do it before. I need to know how it's like. Please, Professor. Show me. Teach me. Oh, yeah. Please pull my hair like that. Like that, Professor. Please don't stop. Don't stop until you come. Yeah. Are you close? Oh, do it, Professor. Please come inside of me. Give it to me, Professor. Yes. Oh, Wow, there's so much of it. You are amazing, Professor. We should repeat this over and over. Can we cuddle? I just want to feel your arms on me. I feel kind of hungry now. I always get hungry after I come. Well, no, but I touch myself sometimes, you know. You're so warm. I want to spend the whole night here in your arms. And then in the morning, maybe you can teach me some more English. What do you think, Professor?